From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Monday's contraception ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court was an encouraging decision for a Florida Catholic college that's awaiting trial in its own birth control case. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone has more on The View from Ave Maria University.
The 5-4 ruling in the long-awaited Hobby Lobby case found that the family-owned corporation does have religious rights, and they include refusing to include some types of contraceptives in its employee health plan under Obamacare. There was immediate criticism, some of it from prominent Fort Lauderdale labor lawyer William Amlong.
What this opinion does is to strip away the religious freedom of pro-choice women to work for a company that provides access to secular modern medicine.
Among the happiest with the decision was Jim Tuohy, president of Ave Maria University, a Catholic college in Collier County, which has its own contraceptive case pending in federal court. Hobby Lobby opposed only birth control methods it considered the same as abortion, but Ave Maria argues it has the same right to refuse all forms of contraception. Tuohy is hopeful after the Hobby Lobby decision.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled that what they had done with their policy for for-profit companies was unlawful. We think they're going to reach the same conclusion when they get for the not-for-profit groups.
The contraceptive mandate is part of the Affordable Care Act, and the Obama administration argues that it's crucial to its health plan for the U.S. The court agreed, but ruled it's the government's responsibility, not Hobby Lobby's, to pay for it. Tuohy said he doubts that Ave Maria employees, unlike those in the secular world, would feel disadvantaged.
I don't think anybody that comes to Ave Maria University is thinking, gee, I hope the health plan has contraception for free in it. They know who we are.
I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Uncle Sam is giving Florida a $7 million bonus this year for making the least amount of mistakes in determining who gets food stamps. Each year, the Department of Agriculture rates how well a state administers its federal food assistance program, commonly known as food stamps. Florida has the second lowest error rate in the country. That means families don't get more or less help than they qualify for. Sharon Washington is interim director for a program called Access, which administers the program that helps families buy food. She says it's not the bonus that drives her team to avoid mistakes.
We know that, you know, a family not having food on the table can lead to some other issues and other stress factors. So it's just a focused approach that we have.
The money cannot go directly to families, but is instead put back into the program to further streamline the application process. Florida has yet to decide exactly how to use this year's bonus, the highest in the country. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.